Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store or a snarky boutique, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
From the Lustron Broadcast Center, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. So I promised that I would bring Crazy Talk back once a week. So this is the first Sly's Office edition of Crazy Talk. And let's start out with a Crazy Talk TV host slash preacher named Josh Bernstein. He was being interviewed by someone in the state of Oregon, and he was very, 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 very upset about the Million Women's March. And here's what he had to say, our first contestant today on Crazy Talk.
Speaking of children, in Oregon, and I would assume that at the National Mall, a lot of these women brought their children to that march. I mean, I'm stunned.
You know what? I'm not stunned, because this is what feminism and the feminazi movement has devolved into in the year 2017. You know, a real feminist is someone like an Ivanka Trump, a family woman, a businesswoman, a jack of all trades, a Renaissance woman, beautiful, bright, articulate. That should be the type of woman that women should look up to, not these old, you know, postmenopausal skanks from Hollywood that are really just deplorable and disgusting in every fashion.
Ashley Judd.
Well, isn't that nice? So, calling women skanks when you're a religious broadcaster is kind of an interesting way to prove that you truly are holy. Now, the Women's March elicited a lot of anger from a number of people, including conservative talk show host Sandy Rios. Sandy Rios talking about the Million Women's March.
Ashley Judd, the once beautiful, ladylike, absolutely stunningly gorgeous actress. And this is where we've come. This is where we have fallen. You know, there's a picture. I actually tweeted it, but I don't think it's on our Facebook page. We should put it on there. It's in the aftermath of the parade of the Women's March. And they just left their trash everywhere. And it's just amazing. All of it's just totally trashed. And I think to myself, this is they're worried about rights. What rights are they worried about? What can they not do? I guess it's their right not to clean. I find that many feminists are too good to clean their houses, and maybe that's the way they live. They live in filth. I just don't understand this. And why people would take their children to a vulgar display like that with the signs, the hats that they wore. I'm going to open the phone lines, because I bet you have a few things to say, too. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. More about the Women's March when we return. This is Sandy Rios.
Yeah, you hear that, feminists? You better clean your act up. Start cleaning the house. You have nothing to worry about. Get back to your house and start cleaning immediately. You live in filth. And how dare you bring your children to practice the First Amendment? Don't you know this is Donald Trump's America? Okay, I'm sounding a little bit like Alex Jones, which leads us to our final contestant today on Crazy Talk. Believe it or not, Alex Jones went to the Million Women's March. Here he is in Washington, D.C. This goes on for a little bit, but you've got to hear this. It is hilarious.
Jobs are going to be able to come back.
Carrier is coming back. We already have the announcements.
Is that what you're saying, Carrier?
No, Carrier's air conditioners. Ford in Kentucky. Chrysler has announced a new plant. The Japanese are going to invest $50 billion this year.
So today's the Women's March, right?
But wait a minute. You just asked me what jobs are coming back. They're already flooding back. There's already $1 trillion+ in the stock market, and before he was even president.
I am not going to argue with you about it, because I basically think you're full of shit, and I don't have the facts the way that I'm sure that you do.
Hold
on
here.
Call.
But I mean, I'm full of. Oh man, you asked me what jobs came back. They're flooding back.
I have a question.
Yes.
Today is the Women's March.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's
Why
another.
Why do you think there's so many women out here?
Well, let me comment. It's a Soros-funded color revolution. And they
Soros-funded
color revolution. You don't know what those are?
No.
Did you read the WikiLeaks?
No.
Okay, well, it's where they get a bunch of branding going. Could be the Arab Spring. Could be the Ukrainian overthrow.
No, no, no. Ask you about women.
This is literally...
Ask about women. Why are women out
You
there?
Guys don't speak for women in general.
No, but there are a lot of
It's another solidarity bandwagon George Soros game. I'm telling you what it is. And I think a lot of people are misguided.
But
think
so. Why do you think they're here?
I think they're here because the media didn't tell them about Obama and Hillary funding the Islamic Jihad, taking over 14 countries and enslaving hundreds of thousands of women and putting them in sex slavery.
That's not why they're here.
No.
Here for what reason?
I understand. They're here because the media told them locker room talk once was a big deal.
You want to know why I'm here? Because I am a fucking radical feminist queer. Fuck you. And you're trying to put laws on our bodies and not make my marriages illegal. Make me go to jail.
Lady, you even know
that. Make my partner have to fucking go in the bathroom.
You even know that I'm a libertarian? You even know I'm a libertarian?
Whatever.
They don't even know the show. They don't even know I'm a libertarian. I don't even talk about that stuff, see? I'm just like, Trump's like waving a rainbow flag. They're like, he wants to kill us. I mean, this is the Republican Party just got taken over by the real libertarians, folks. Get ready and understand it. Get ready. Yeah, that's why the Republican Party's horrified. And the Democratic Party just got run over as well. We're taking the whole country back, breaking down the two parties, restoring the Republic, and are going to cram so much prosperity down everybody's throats that the stranglehold on this country is going to be broken forever. So get ready and enjoy the brainwashing, because the truth is, real liberty's here, the real renaissance is here, America is returning, so get ready. Ha ha ha, very intellectual. See, you bet.
There you go.
Love you, man.
I appreciate
it. Love you, man.
I love you, too.
Have a great
day. Awesome. Thank you. I like that. See? That's good. I love you guys. I want to wake you up. This is literally Soros brainwashing. It puts you into a cult. It makes you think. Read the WikiLeaks, where they want to keep you alone and desperate and the state controlling you.
My day was yesterday.
My day was yesterday. I'm under First Amendment. I'm going to restore the Republic, please.
Enjoy your First Amendment?
Absolutely.
Yes,
the chemicals in the water are making amphibians be sexually confused.
All right, thank you.
And it's a classified government program. In fact, come on over in front of the camera. Let's talk about gay frogs. And see, I use the term gay frogs, and you guys are going to laugh at it and look at it and read the medical literature about what the chemicals and the plastics are doing. Go read it for yourself. I know it's funny when it's been done to you.
You're a freak. You know, in most cities, if someone were to stand on a corner like that, they'd be taken to the hospital. Somehow Washington, D.C. didn't get around to taking Alex Jones to the bed that was waiting for him. Well, there you have it for this week. Alex Jones never fails to disappoint. And I do love the fact that he had the balls to go do that stuff in person. Join us again next week for Crazy Talk at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers.
SlysOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.